Give me a mic check for Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, hello, check one Tampa, check two Tampa. I need some more on one.
Okay.
Casino, check, check. Hard Rock, Tampa, check, check. Seminole Hard Rock.
Check it out for yourself at SeminoleHardRock.com. All right, guys, I'm rolling. Let's kick it.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today, my guest is singer-songwriter Jesse Mallon, who for a long while was a substitute disc jockey here in the Underground Garage, as well as being the former host of our quarterly interview program, Underground After Dark. Jesse's latest single is available now on Wicked Cool Records. It's called Keep On Burning. It's also a recent coolest song in the world. Let's give some of it a listen now, and then I'll be back with Jesse Mallon on the line for your coolest conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
We never saw the sky, or tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room, I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you, man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light.
It's time, dear listener, for today's coolest conversations. I am the Mighty Manfred, and my guest is musician, songwriter, producer, entrepreneur, and longtime friend of the Underground Garage, Jesse Mallon. His latest single is Keep On Burning. It's out on Wicked Cool Records, and it's our current coolest song in the world. How are you, Jesse?
Doing all right, Manfred. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, and I'm looking forward to talking about the new single and checking in to find out what else you got going on. But first, I thought we really should take a moment and talk about your late bandmate, Howie Pyro. You know, he played with you in D-Generation, went on to play in other bands as well, including several years in Danzig. He was a great DJ, both live and on the air, hosting Intoxica Radio online at Luxuria Radio. Really cool show that mixed all sorts of 50s, 60s rock and roll, surf garage, voodoo R&B sorts of things. And when he needed a liver transplant, you were there to help out, and you organized all sorts of benefits. And then when I found out he passed away this past May due to like COVID-related pneumonia, after going through all that transplant procedure, I mean, it's just devastating. I can't imagine how you felt. And I know there's going to be this memorial show for him tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd at the Bowery Ballroom. But first, I just want to find out, how did you deal with his passing and process all this?
Well, I'm still dealing with it, Manfred. I appreciate it. I know you've gone through this too with a bandmate, and I remember when that happened. And you know, this guy was my best friend. I mean, we knew each other for four decades, and we're from the same part of Queens, New York. And he was a bit older than me, but he was definitely a brother. And even though D-Generation broke up for the first time in the late '90s, he was somebody I spoke with every week, and was an inspiration and just a solid, special, unique guy that connected to so many different scenes. So I was on the road, you know, I didn't see this happening. I mean, he had the liver transplant and things were going really well. Like, the doctors at UCLA did a great job, but we live in this world with COVID, and, you know, when they give you another person's organ, they have to really, you know, shut down your immune system. So you're very susceptible. Years ago, people would get staph infections and stuff, but with COVID, he got COVID pneumonia, and he got out of the hospital the day we did a Los Angeles benefit for him at the Troubadour, and he was home, but he was still on oxygen because of his lungs. He must have caught it at the rehab or somewhere, transport. Who knows how you catch COVID these days? It's so contagious. And he started to decline. And I was in Europe and in May touring, and it was really tough. And I was going to fly home, but he was just completely out of it. So I just said my goodbyes, you know, over the phone. He was in a coma anyway. And when the tour ended, we had a funeral for him in Los Angeles. He was buried per his wishes at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Linda Ramone helped out a lot. He's near Johnny Ramone, and he's near Burt Reynolds, and you know, it's very Howie, who loved culture and weird things. He was a DJ for 15 years at Hollywood Forever, which, those who don't know, is a beautiful cemetery and shows movies and has concerts and a Johnny Ramone show every year. So they knew him there, and we had a ceremony. It was very emotional. And now in New York, we're going to celebrate his life, which is, he didn't leave a will, but he said, I want Jesse Malin and a few friends to throw me a huge party. Of course, he leaves me with a job. But it's, you know, I have dreams about him. I want to call him when there's good news or hard times. And it's just, you know, it just doesn't go away. I think we learn how to deal with death, but we never get over it. And it's a huge loss. But I'm happy that tomorrow night so many great people are going to get together, and we're even going to play with D-Generation, which we rarely do, but in his honor, with Kevin Preston of Prima Donna filling in on bass. And but he had just a great soul. He's going to really be missed in so many circles on this planet.
Well, you mentioned you guys reforming as D-Generation. Who else is performing as part of the memorial show?
Brian Fallon, who I found out, you know, from Gaslight Anthem, is a big D-Generation fan, is going to play. Eugene Hutz from Gogol Bordello, HR from Bad Brains, I know you know, and Holly Ramos from Oh So My Brain, Theo from Lunachicks, Kid Congo Powers, who was in Gun Club and The Cramps and The Bad Seeds, Jimmy G from Murphy's Law, Paul Bearer from Sheer Terror, and The Toilet Boys, probably a couple others. Jonathan Toobin will be DJing.
Proceeds from the show are going to where, the UCLA Liver Transplant Foundation, is that right?
Yeah, and you know, I was out there a lot before and after and during the transplant, and nobody likes hospitals, but they really went the extra mile. You know, I know they couldn't save him from COVID, but it just was something we felt, him and, you know, his family, his sister, like, let's give the money to that place. They did a great job with him, and they were very loving, and the doctors really tried their best. So that's, yeah, the proceeds will go to that.
Well, this new single, Keep On Burning, is out on Wicked Cool Records. It's our current coolest song in the world. And the liner notes that I was handed say the tune was written by yourself and Derek Cruz. We know Derek from playing guitar in your band, and he's been a guest before on our Coolest Conversations. And how did you guys write Keep On Burning?
There was a bunch of songs written during the COVID period, which we didn't want the last album, Sad and Beautiful World, to be like the COVID handbook or this, you know, souvenir from this horrible time. But when I was doing that album, we were in a lot of lockdown, and we got together here and there when we could, and it was written with a lot of stuff going on in the world outside the windows between lockdown and George Floyd and, you know, January 6th. And, you know, you couldn't write a record, I think I couldn't, without what was happening outside and in the world entering the album in some way. And so that was a feeling. Now, this song was kind of brought up during that time period of Sad and Beautiful World, which was a double record. So it was a lot of songs. And we finished it after because it kept coming back. And I think the feeling was there was a kind of, we were, you know, displaced and far from people that we loved, trying to stay connected digitally, phone wise, whatever these things were, but that there was a lot of loneliness and a lot of, you know, forging through, getting through time. I've always loved that quote, if you're going through hell, keep on going. And I think whatever time we're in, people have these obstacles that we're hit with at times in life, and we have to find the bravery or the power and way to keep going. And, you know, not only does music propel that for me just rhythmically, like a Chuck Berry or a Motorhead song or something that just moves you along, like in a car or walking or whatever, running, but spiritually, it's always been the place I've gone to. So the song is just basic about that, keep on burning, and, you know, being far from things and people that you love. But if you just keep going, you know, it'll come back. When I hear this song now, I realize it's kind of a standalone track. It's not exactly the typical kind of sound and song that I do, or, you know, often. So I felt it would be great as a standalone single and separate from the record. But it was birthed in that time. And then the flip side is a Ramones tune. What I always loved, I Love Her So, which, you know, it's great it's coming out this summer because it's got the Coney Island, Brooklyn, you know, amusement park reference and the roller coaster. And it's a different take on a song that, you know, I grew up listening to.
So when do you think you'll have another full length good to go? As early as next year or 2024?
I think it's going to be a little bit like 2024. I think there's been a lot out there from me. I have some reissues coming, a lost record, Glitter in the Gutter, which was out of print, out of line records. The label went out of business, and that record's been lost. So that's re-coming out soon in September. And then next year marks the 20th anniversary of my first album, Fine Art of Self-Destruction. So beyond that, with a double album and with Sunset Kids, I think the world probably could use a break from me. And I need to kind of go back to the drawing board and regroup my whole life, you know, and creative mojo again. So, you know, I'm in a rush to work on music because that feels good, but I'm not in a rush to put a new album out. So it's nice to have a single come out today.
Well, good. And I know that the beginning of the month, you finished up tour dates overseas. Do you have any plans to, like, really tour this fall, or maybe just like some select towns?
Yeah, more like you said, select towns. I mean, and then we're going to do a tour to mark the 20th anniversary of Fine Art of Self-Destruction, where we do some select areas and play that album as a thing to go with the reissue, whatever. But yeah, I think it's going to be a quieter time. So this show tomorrow with Degeneration, and another thing to celebrate Howie in LA in September, it's going to be kind of a little bit low key for me. So.
Well, you mentioned the B-side, the cover of the Ramones, Oh, Oh, I Love Her So, and their originals on Leave Home, and it's credited to Joey. Of course, there's lots of great Ramones songs. Why did this one get the nod?
You know, you get asked to do things sometimes, and you just do them because somebody suggests and requests, and then you go, well, that's fun. I like the way we did that. Coney Island Mermaid Parade and Coney Island USA wanted me to do something for them during lockdown and kind of keep their festival going, even though they couldn't gather people. So we did something as a live stream, and I was like, oh, I dig this. Let's go in the studio. And then after we finished Sad and Beautiful World, I always love to have B-sides that are covers. It's been kind of a tradition with Wicked Cool, especially, where we have these B-sides that are like reworkings of some of my favorite songs. It's just, you know, as an artist, it's fun to play other songs, and it's fun to try to find a new way to do it, you know, and so we tried to, it's a little more acoustic driven, I guess.
Well, Jesse, thank you for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, thank you, Manfred, always, and I hope to see you in person, as you know, it's been so long now, so I hope we connect soon.
Well, right now it's B-side time, and we're going to spin your version of Oh, Oh, I Love Her So. It's Jesse Malin covering the Ramones in Little Steven's Underground Garage. That was Jesse Malin with some of his version of the Ramones song, Oh, Oh, I Love Her So. It's the B-side to his latest single, Keep On Burning, out on Wicked Cool Records. Thanks again to Jesse for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations, and thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Australian band Midnight Oil, they put out a new album earlier this year called Resist, and have been touring the world since. Next week, we'll speak with their frontman and lead singer, Peter Garrett, and find out all about the new album and the tour.
That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock, here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. And no one's gonna testify, 'cause she's my sweetheart.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.